Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Thanks everyone for coming today. Very exciting day for our club. We've got a young man sitting beside me. He's agreed to terms with our club again. So Ben Hunt, our halfback, will remain with our club, and he's secured until the 2017 season. It's great news on a couple of fronts. Ben was first identified by Cyril Connell as a 12-year-old, and he's been in our development systems and programs since he was 15. And to now commit to another longer-term deal with the club after having the year that he's had, I think it's terrific news for Ben, but also great news for our club and our members, our sponsors, and all the people who support us. So we'll now throw it open to questions, and Ben can give you his thoughts.
Congratulations.
It's been
a long time coming, hasn't it? You wanted the 7 jumper and you nailed that
in the off-field for a long haul. Yeah, it has been. I've always wanted to play in the halfback position, and I'm really thankful that, you know, Hook gave me the opportunity to do that this year. And, you know, I felt I've been pretty consistent throughout the year, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, playing the halfback position for this club for years to come.
Did it ever enter your mind that you might look elsewhere, or is it you see yourself trying to be a one-club player?
Oh, there's always a little bit of thought there of other clubs and stuff like that, but, you know, Broncos have been great to me, you know, since I was a young age, and, you know, bringing me through the system and, you know, giving me the opportunity to be where I am now. And, you know, I love Brisbane, and it's, you know, they've always been good to me, like I said, and I was really happy to stay.
What point did you feel like an NRL halfback?
I was probably about midway through the year when I got that recognition of getting into the Origin squad. You know, I kind of felt like I had a couple of good games here and there, but wasn't playing that consistent. And, you know, to get recognised at that level, you know, I really felt like I was, you know, playing some good football then, and, you know, satisfied that I was, you know, cemented in a halfback position.
Ben, the thought of a long-term partnership with Anthony Milford, is that kind of the equation? I mean, you must be excited about that possibility.
Yeah, I did have a think about that. You know, I met Anthony in that Origin camp as well, and he's a great bloke, and, you know, he's playing some great football this year. He's a really exciting little player, and, you know, I'm going to be over the moon to have him in our side next year. Whether he's in the halves or fullback, wherever he's playing, you know, I'm really looking forward to that.
What influence was Wayne on your decision? Did you ever take
on
that?
Yeah, I had a meeting with Wayne. You know, we had a little conversation about different things he wants to bring to the club and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm really excited to start working with him. He's obviously one of the best coaches in the competition, and he's done some great things, so, you know, the more I can learn off him while I can is going to be great for me.
Did Hook leaving,
sort of,
had
you
swung either way, Ben,
when Hook was now here leaving? Yeah, I was sort of on the fence sort of thing. Hook's been great for me through my career. He's given me the opportunity to get where I am now, and, you know, him leaving was, you know, really upsetting for me, but at the same time, you know, he wanted me to stay at the club that, you know, that I've been at for so many years, and they've been great to me. And, you know, you've got a great coach coming in as well, so I'm just excited about that.
Paul, good clubs are built around good halfbacks and good halves. You've obviously got a lot of faith in Ben to be that player to take it forward with Wayne.
Yeah, and I've watched him in my time here. I knew a bit about Ben before I came into this role, because he's from Central Queensland. Actually played against his dad for many years, so I knew his pedigree, and I've watched him develop in not only a great player, but also a real good young man as well, and he's about to move into a new house, and he's very settled with his partner, and I think the next 3 years will be great for Ben. And we're very honest with each other here at the club. I think the important thing is, said that to Ben the other night, is he's nowhere near reached his full potential, I don't think, and he has to take the accolades that have been given him this year, but also go back and relentlessly work harder next year to take his game to the next level. But we certainly see him as a foundation player for us, and someone you can build a team around.
Future captain, perhaps.
Yeah, well, that's a decision obviously for our coach. But Ben does have a leadership capacity. We've identified him as a leader within the club, and I'm sure if an opportunity came up down the track for him to take on a leadership role at the club, he'd do that well for us.
Ben, what are your thoughts about this? Is it something you have aspirations to do?
You know, to be captain of this club or any club would be, you know, a massive achievement. And, you know, if that occasion, I guess, ever arose, like what he said down the road, you know, I'd be ready for it, I believe, and, you know, I'd be willing to take it on.
Can you talk about Cyril Connell, mate? You know, what he's done for you and
that
stuff?
Yeah, Cyril, he spotted me up in Blackwater. I remember he came up one game when I was younger and watched me play up there, and, you know, I had a little chat to him, and, you know, he said he was interested in me and stuff like that, and he wanted to start getting me down for some camps, and he used to pick me up from the airport, and we'd be going over speed bumps all the wrong way, and it was all over the shop. It was a bit scary, but, you know, he was obviously the one that got me to the club, and, you know, I'm very grateful for that, and he's obviously given me the opportunity to get where I am, yeah.
How did you process that, Ben, as a 12-year-old, to invite him down to the Broncos?
Oh, I didn't really know how to take it in at the time. You know, I remember we come down, I think it was 15 when I first trained with, we done a little session with the first grade squad, and I remember Sean Berrigan was spraying us because we weren't making the marks in fitness and stuff like that. When I was 15, I didn't know what to do, so it was all pretty overwhelming to me, but, you know, I just tried to take it in as best I could while I could, and, you know, it's worked out, I guess.
From that past 5 years, mate, there were a lot of expectations on you after 2008. What's been the hardest part of the transition for you in terms of
Bruce? I think just, you know, not getting that opportunity, not to play in the position I wanted to play. You know, for several years I was, you know, off the bench playing that utility sort of role, and, you know, at the time I was really happy to do that for the team. I'd do whatever needed to be done for the team, but, you know, always deep down inside I wanted to play halfback, and, you know, to get that opportunity this year from Anthony is, you know, something I've always dreamt of doing, and I'm really grateful for it.
Are you comfortable living in the glare now? I mean, Broncos halfback for the next 3 or 4 years, the spotlight's going to be on you whether you like it or not.
Yeah, it doesn't really faze me, you know. I just, you know, try not to read the papers or anything like that, and just don't worry about it. I just go about my job, I think. As a halfback, I just got to play good football for the club, you know. That's my role, is, I guess, is playing the best football I can.
We saw with your line breaks this year and tri-assists. Do you feel like the hooking role might have actually helped you in this transition back to halfback, having sort of played those two positions? Has there been any advantages then to actually spending time with hooker those years?
Yeah, I believe there is. I definitely think it's helped my defensive game. You know, defending in the middle there, you got to do a lot more work in defence. And, you know, as a halfback, a lot of teams try to target you in when they're attacking. So, you know, definitely doing a lot more defence, I believe, yeah, helped my game.
Has there been a time for yourself where you've gone from thinking, oh, geez, I've got to tell Justin Hodges what to do, given his status, to just telling him what to do? Has there been a time where you've kind of made a transition in that sort of process as well?
Yeah, it was something I actually found pretty hard to do with Justin, is try to tell him what to do, because he was usually telling me where to go and what to do. But, you know, he understands that that's my role as well as halfback, and, you know, during pre-season last year, he said that to me, and, you know, he made me feel really comfortable in my role, and, you know, he let me know that if I have to tell him to do something, that I've got to do it, and, you know, he's really good like that, and, you know, getting that from that kind of player really helps you to be able to tell other players their role as well, and as a halfback, that's what I got to do. Yeah, I believe I can. You know, I think I've still got a lot of improvement in my game that I can make this off season, and, you know, hopefully build in the start of next year. And, you know, I think we're going to be a lot stronger side next year. Like we said, we've got Anthony Milford coming, and, you know, get alongside him in the halves is, you know, definitely going to open up a few more things for me, I guess. And, you know, I think I'll definitely be pushing for that role. Yeah.
The talk about Cherry Evans coming to Brisbane, did that play any sort of in your mind? Were you worried about all that talk?
Oh, you know, I thought about it, obviously, but, you know, I wasn't that worried about it, to be honest. You know, I thought I was pretty comfortable with where I am, and I was playing some good football myself, and, you know, I had a bit of belief that the club had some belief in me, and they wanted me to stay around, so, you know, I wasn't overly worried about it, no.
And it wasn't the case a while back, though. The club perhaps was a little bit worried. I mean, you must be pretty proud of yourself, because you just worked hard, didn't you? Is it fair to say you are pretty proud of the way you've responded from that moment to now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really proud of this year and what I've done. You know, a lot of people, I guess, you know, didn't believe in me that I could take on this halfback role, and, you know, I'm lucky I had a couple of people around the club that did believe in me that I could do it, and, you know, I'm just, yeah, I guess really proud of where I've come from, where I was.
So back in the old days, 2008, obviously the boys were on the crack of the weekend. You got to have a few words
for them? Yeah, I'm really excited for the boys. You know, I'm talking to a couple of young fellas coming to the club this other day, Nicarima boys and that, they're really excited for it, and, you know, hopefully they can go one step better than we did in 2008, and, you know, I really think they can.
And it's obviously good for Benny to have a good crop of young kids coming through, so it's good pressure on you, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. You know, having those young fellas coming through is always putting pressure on, you know, on us boys that are in the squad now, and that's what you want around the place, is good competition. And, you know, I'm really excited to get into pre-season with a couple of those younger boys and getting to work.
Well, what about Corey Oates? Are you close to locking Corey in as well?
Yeah, we're pretty close there, Pete. We're fairly confident that we'll be able to make some announcements in the next couple of weeks.
Just read the QMR, you'll find
out. Ben doesn't read the papers.
Yeah. Ben, you're the CEO. Ben, back in last year, you're
a musician. Jeez, you're nasty.
Yeah, I think in a way it might have been. You know, I think that was Hook always wanted me to get into that kind of role, and I guess that's sort of when he had the belief that I could do it, and he gave me the opportunity to see where to go. And, you know, I guess I got a bit lucky there. I played a couple of good games the back end of that year, and I think it really kind of cemented in Hook's mind that he wanted me to be the halfback for the following year.
Did he say that to you sort of at the end of the season, that he had full faith that you were the man?
He said to me when we started pre-season, we got back into it, he pretty much told me that halfback is my position to lose, that he wanted me to lead the team around and to go out and really take it on myself. And, you know, he goes, if you're good enough, you're going to do it, and you're the man we want there.
I know you're an unselfish person, man, so, you know, personal awards aren't big. And players that play for them. But the other night, a situation where you're 5 votes ahead of Daly Cherry Evans in the medal count, and yet he gets called the halfback of the year. Would that sit uncomfortably with you?
No, not really. You know, I think he deserved it. You know, he's been a great halfback for several years now, and he obviously played State of Origin this year as well, which I believe is, you know, one of the greatest achievements in the game. And I think he deserved that position. And, you know, I guess that's just, I've got to play better now, you know. It's motivation for me to try and get up next year.
Paul, can I just ask you about salary cap? Have you got any more information on it? And are you, the stress that it's taking this long to sort it out?
No, we're in pretty constant contact with the NRL about it, Pat. And, you know, we made a statement right at the beginning when we handed over the information to the NRL. And, you know, we've remained in close contact, full cooperation with them, and we're reasonably confident that we'll have some formal advice in the next couple of weeks.
Have you heard of any desire update on the Darius Boyd situation?
No, I can't provide you with an update on that, no.
All right,
we're
good. Thanks, guys.
Just stay here for a second.
Good on you, mate. Cheers. You're going to get a chance clay pigeon shooting before you footy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just let me move this table.
It's a good yarn, Whitey. It's a good yarn.